It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, good morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio. Another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day outside.
It is.
These last few days or weeks have been perfect. That 70-degree weather, and it's not 100, but I guess it's coming.
It's coming.
Been good to get out there and get some of those horticulture projects, gardening projects done, because it's nice out there. And not very many bugs.
No bugs in my backyard. No, I haven't seen a mosquito yet, Dwayne. Why is that?
Okay, now you're going to jinx it.
Oh, they'll be here.
I think drier weather is part of that.
And, yep.
Must not have made it through the winter.
Yep. Well, before we get to our plant of the week, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. You can give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question that you have for Dwayne. You can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. So give us a few calls. We could use some questions. 598-7301. Dwayne, what is our plant of the week?
Hey, I'm kind of excited about this because it's a new plant, okay? It's just trademarked, and it's the first time we've ever had it. And so today is the first time I've ever seen it. We just got them in. We had unloaded a truck last night of all different kinds of perennials and shrubs and trees. So if you're looking for some new stuff, new plants, we got a lot of varieties in last night. But our plant of the week is called Fireball Seedless Burning Bush. That's a mouthful.
It is.
And the reason that it's new is because it has seedless, okay? It doesn't have seeds on it. I didn't realize that it was a problem because it had seeds on it. But the Minnesota Department of Agriculture said it was an invasive plant because of the seeds, that they would start plants all over. And I've never seen that happen in my 50-plus years. But they got it back on here. So Minnesota, Fireball Seedless Burning Bush, it's a... reason he wanted it, it's a medium-sized bush. It has corky bark, which is kind of fun. But the real reason you get it, it has crimson or scarlet-colored leaves in the fall. It's unique in the color, and it grows sun or shade. Nice bush, and if you're looking for some, we have 12 of them in. And kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of pink in color?
It's kind of pinky red, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And it's a medium-sized bush. It's not a real fast grower, but that's good because you don't have to prune it a lot. And it's a very pretty bush, a nice landscaping bush.
Yeah, if you want to see a picture of it, we posted it up on our KLQP Facebook page.
So. It's cool.
Yep. So what's our horticultural concern for today?
Well, some people think it's a concern and some people don't. Clover in the lawn. If you see your white patches all over your lawn, that's clover. And, you know, some people think that's good. It's a, you know, pollinator-type bees like it, you know. If you like a manicured lawn, you probably don't like it. But clover in the lawn is a concern one way or the other. And it's hard to get rid of. If you use a typical, like Weed Be Gone, it just kind of burns it and comes back. So you got to use something like dicamba, and you got to be careful when you're spraying that.
Yeah. I remember as a little kid walking along trying to find a four-leaf clover. Right?
Yep.
You did that too?
Oh, yeah, still do.
Is that unique to find a four-leaf clover? Or?
You can find it.
Okay.
And that's supposed to bring you luck. So.
That's why I never have any luck, because I never find any then.
You got some clover in your yard, because I did your yard yesterday, and what we did was we sprayed it with a weed killer to kill that clover and a few other weeds, and put a crabgrass preventer, because that's a little yellow grass in your lawn right now, and it's not too bad right now, but in a month from now, it's going to be 3-4 feet across, and it'll take over your yard, and it is full out there. So,
yep.
Clover and crabgrass problem. Crabgrass is our concern last week.
So now when it gets really hot next week, that's when the weeds will come, I'd guess, huh?
Grow like crazy. I sprayed a couple lawns yesterday, and I think they were lucky to have weeds, or they wouldn't have any grass.
Not my yard, I hope.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
And we put fertilizer on your lawn,
yep.
Called Biomantrum Lawn Care Solution, which has a lot of different things and helps improve your soil and fertilize.
And, yep.
Your lawn's under control, and then we're going to put some more grass seed on it this fall.
Yep, and we're loving it. And we hired you to do our lawn last year and this year, and it looks great, really, Dwayne. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yep. All right, should we get to some questions?
Better.
All right.
We jabber too much.
Yep. Here we go, Dwayne. Should I prune my tomato plants? Should I prune them? Do people prune their tomato plants?
Yeah, they do, Paul. And your tomato plants look pretty good.
Yeah. I've never pruned them, though.
If you prune off some of the bottom shoots, or there always is a second sucker, it's called, that grows on the branch in the crotch of the plant from the stem to the, when it sends out a branch, usually there's a sucker that grows there. That's just wasted energy, okay? And you want the energy to go into your tomato and not all this foliage. So you can prune that back, you know, actually pick those out of there and cut off a few bottom branches. Some people top their, I would get the suckers off your tomato plants. That's what I would call pruning.
My tomato plants look pretty good after you looked at them yesterday,
yeah.
Then, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
You know what I did to your tomato plants last year?
What? Refresh my memory.
When I come in and spray Paul's trees, you know, your trees, with, it's called Biomantrum Tree Solution, and I sprayed your tomato plants, because some people say it hurts your tomato plants, and I said, Paul won't care. I sprayed the heck out of your tomato plants, and I think you got good tomatoes last year.
Oh, yeah, we had great tomatoes.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry for a BLT, you know, Dwayne.
Exactly. Hey, well, that's what our ad says.
Yep. Yeah, I love BLTs in the summer and sweet corn.
Oh, you can't beat that,
nope.
Especially when you pick it out of your own garden.
That's right. Another question from one of our listeners with the hot weather coming here. They want to know, should I water my garden really well now before the hot weather comes next week?
I think it's going to come before next week. I think this weekend's going to, but there's going to be some rain, hopefully. We kind of missed out on the last one. Yep, I would water your garden. Watering your garden, I would try to. Some people overhead water, and I don't like that. If you overhead water, make sure it dries out before going into the evening hours, because that encourages fungus-type problem. So water the ground. I mean, if you mulch, like your tomatoes or whatever, you can use alfalfa or straw and mulch it. It'll help control the weeds, plus it will help hold the moisture in. And most of your plants want to be evenly moist. They don't want it to be really dry, really wet. I mean, that's when the fruit cracks, like tomatoes crack and stuff like that. But you want to have your plants have the moisture going into the heat. So watering your plants on the ground is a great thing to do.
Okay.
Another long explanation.
Yeah. Another heat-related question, is it okay to fertilize my lawn during the summer heat?
You can fertilize your lawn. Usually a lot of people that have irrigated lawns fertilize their lawn up to 4 times a year. So you can fertilize it, but, you know, if it's 100 degrees out, that's just putting your lawn under stress by trying to make it grow. If it's going to rain or something, I would fertilize it, but if you don't see any, or if you're not going to water or get rain, I would kind of hold off.
Okay. I think we had this question last week or something similar to it. Why aren't my peonies blooming well this year?
Is that from Chris?
Well, it was from last week, yeah, but not again. But how do you say is it peonies or peonies or what is it, Dwayne?
Oh, either way. If you look in the dictionary, it's pronounced either way. The old-fashioned way, Grandma would always say peony, and the modern way is more, you know, to be sophisticated, it's peony.
Okay.
Whatever side of the fence you're on.
Yeah. So why aren't this person's peonies blooming this year?
We had a lot of questions on peonies and also hostas. Some of the hostas didn't even come back, and that's about as hardy as you can get, okay? And I don't know. It must have been bad weather hurt them. Some peonies, usually you don't fertilize a lot in peonies, but peonies like organic matter. So I would suggest putting some compost around there and some slow-release fertilizer and give them a good drink of water, and I think you'll have better peonies next year.
Okay. Maple trees. What causes my leaves to curl up on my maple trees, Dwayne?
You were kind of explaining this to me before. They curl and uncurl?
Yep.
So some days they're curled up and some days they're not.
Yep.
That's bizarre. You should patent that tree.
Well, it's not every other day all the time, but, you know, I notice that they're curled up and then some days they're not. So
I would say it has to do with something in the environment. Like it was hot the day before, so it kind of curled up to protect itself. Or even the opposite, if it was really cold that night, cool, it could have kind of curled up a little bit too. I don't think it's any bug problem or disease problem like that, especially when it uncurls.
Yep.
It's an environmental factor.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of maple trees around, isn't there, in Madison?
Yeah. There's a lot of maple trees, and you know, in the fall it's gorgeous when they're colored leaves are.
All right, that's, of course, Riverfest going on in Dawson this weekend and started last night with Merchants Night.
Yeah, last night helped down at Merchants Night, and boy, there was a lot of people. And that was good. They gave away a lot of prizes, and thank you to all the people who contributed and also who came down there and won a nice prize. I won 6 tickets to the Grand Theater in Madison.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
There you go.
We have Riverfest specials and just greenhouse sale. Our annuals, which are the annual flowers, annual vegetables and herbs, are half price. And also our garden seeds are half price. So heck of a deal. You would need to fill in spots or still have pots to plant. The plants look nice. And I would even encourage them because, you know, there's some flowers that are flowering now that weren't flowering early in the spring, like Gallardia. And come down and see those. Those are really cool. If you haven't seen a Gallardia, it's a really pretty daisy-type flower. And, again, our annuals are half price in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
Okay. Yeah, shop Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison at Heather Nursery, and they got some pretty good deals going on right now.
Yeah, and it's time to get them planted out there and so we can enjoy them in Minnesota.
Okay. All right, well, good, Dwayne. Thanks for your time this morning again, and... you know, you answer the questions just perfectly.
Yeah. Well, been you doing this for a long time, and I appreciate you having me on the air. And
yep.
If anybody has any questions during the week, don't be afraid to give us a call at Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right. Talk to you next Thursday.
Hey, thank you. Have a great week.
Yep. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show here on Q92.